This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Mazzina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Try if we press the right buttons, right? God bless America. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being truly, truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me and you know, time that you're involved, that you're making sure that I'm doing the right stuff. Because I don't always do the right stuff. I screw up like the rest of you. Let's just be honest about it. And I do appreciate, again, how involved you are with me, how involved you are with the show. So Dr. Bridget Melson joins me after the break, and you know she's an expert in mental health, an expert very much in teen mental health. And with everything that we're going through today, the things that you see happening, you know, she is the one. She is one of the ones. She should be the major one that we're listening to because she takes a conservative viewpoint to this, but it's still, nonetheless, a medical viewpoint to what's going on. And we truly need to make sure that we're getting all sides of the issue. Look, I tell people on the far left, people are 100% for this transitioning stuff. And other things too, but we're on transitioning for the moment. Don't just go to people that are positive, that will affirm what you want to believe or you perceive as truth. Go to the other side of the issue. Go find websites, go find doctors that are on the other side of the issue and get their input. Why do I say that? So you have a well-rounded bank of information to pull from. So you can sit there and say, you know what, I think this is right for my son or daughter, but then I heard this, so I need to find out more about this. Just like, you know, I know this is irritating as heck for some of you, but is it reversible? No. You've heard from more and more and more of these people. No, it's not reversible. So why lie to these kids? Make sure you're telling them the truth. That's the biggest part of all this. They just want the truth, and I don't blame them. Look, whether I agree with this issue or not, I say the same thing about my position on a school board. Right, there are things that I am 180 degrees against as a committed Christian, but that doesn't give me the right to vote that way. The way I want to vote, the way I think is right for me. I also have to understand what the constituency, the people who voted me in, what did they vote me in for? What were they looking for? You see what I'm saying? Now, within the law, obviously. If I think it's something really hurtful to kids, I'm going to push back. I'm going to make a big deal out of it. In all seriousness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You really do have to pay attention to what's going on around you. And I know I say it all the time. You guys think I'm just, I don't know, billionaire or something like that. That's not it at all. The big time issue is you got to really think. And the big time issue is all about whether or not you've got your facts down. It's what the people want. It's what's best for the kids. That's what it's about. And I may hate it. Honestly and sincerely hate it. But if it's legal, and I've got nothing to stand out on, I will give the obligatory speech about how I don't like this. This is wrong. But the law says we have to do A, B, and C. And leave it at that. I don't know if I have time to play this. But a young woman who... young woman. She goes through how she was talked into this, coerced into this, didn't really understand. And let me see if I can play this in a relatively short period of time, because she nails it. And if your heart doesn't go out to her, if you don't understand what's happening here, there's something wrong with you. How's that? I'll leave it at that. Come on, come on, come on. You can do it. I know you can. There you go. I hate this. There you go.
This transgender for started to feel confused and ashamed about my developing body. I asked everyone in my life to call me by a new name and use male pronouns to refer to me. I went through a social transition from female to male. Everyone in my life immediately affirmed my new identity. The constant affirmation, both active and passive, solidified me in my transgender identity. No one meant to lock me into an identity that would later leave me broken, ashamed, and more confused than before. They were really all just being nice. But the social transition eventually wasn't enough, and I soon felt I needed to take testosterone. And when that wasn't enough, I had a double mastectomy. And when that still wasn't enough, I had a total hysterectomy, including the removal of my uterus, cervix, fallopian tubes, and both ovaries. Wow. There's no point of contentment during a gender transition. We get fleeting moments of euphoria, but ultimately one step leads straight into the next. And I thought that in the end I could really become a man, but all I became was a mutilated and abused version of my old self. Social transition is a big deal, and we're lying when we say that any of this is reversible.
Unreal. Hopefully it yanks at your heartstrings. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B joins you right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I think the question is, you want to know this man? That's really the question. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And, you know, as I open up the show with, the winds may not come fast enough for you the way you want them to come. But if you stay consistent, if you stay strong, if you don't let up, I will guarantee you, you will win. Right? But you got to stay with it. You give up on it, you even, you know the old saying, you even blink, you're going to lose. You need not to show fear. As a matter of fact, you need not to be fearful. They can smell fear, for God's sakes. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and, you know, cracking into our heads. Oh, my God, I don't know how you do that. I mean, that's almost as bad as being a dentist, I think. Seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
The dirt.
No. Go ahead. I could not be a dentist.
I've got a good friend of mine who's a dentist. I'm like, I do not get you people at all.
Why? Right? When does a kid wake up and say, gee, I want to be a dentist? I mean, all I can think of is, like, they just got lots of money from the Tooth Fairy, and they think that pulling teeth makes money, I guess. I don't get the psychology, behind it. No,
what if you're a sadistic kind of person and you just rape you to cause pain without them actually knowing you're doing it on purpose? You know what I'm saying?
No. No, I love my dentist. He is a Christian. He's a really strong Christian. And I'm like, Johnny, why? Why? And he's like, well, it brings pleasure to people. And, I'm like, not really. I mean, no. To have a nice smile, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I got a question that's quite interesting. And I'm sure you have an answer.
Yes.
It is aimed at you anyway. So,
I always have an answer. So I'm sure you're right.
So they alluded to the fact that they realized not every conservative is being honest with us and, perfect and all that. But what this person went on to notice was that when it comes to MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, CNN, and that part, those people don't show an ounce of emotion towards those babies that were killed. They don't show an ounce of care and or emotion for the way the teenagers were slaughtered. And yet, when you turn to some of these more conservative stations, you have, people there, announcers, commentators. Some could be doing it, falsely. I don't know. But there is emotion there. There is concern. There is a heartfelt horror and sadness over the kids that were killed. How does a human do that? How does a human not have any feeling for 30 decapitated babies?
I appreciate that question. I do. And I hope people start actually, I really encourage people to listen to what I have to say, because it is the same thing I've been saying about for years. I've written about it. I've spoken about it. And even on your show, I've talked about it. I'm going to get more into the psychology of it. I put on my Facebook what I want to talk about tonight, and people are excited. They're messaging me about it. But I get this question a lot, and it truly is a sociopathic heart. When you don't have a moral code and you don't follow it and you don't subscribe to it, and we all know the it is the godly moral code, that conviction, it goes away. That conviction, that little voice, that intuition, whatever you want to call it, instinct, whatever you want to call it. We tell our kids, listen to your intuition, listen to your instinct. We tell mothers, listen to that intuition. That, animals have it. And think about if animals didn't listen to it, if they ignored the call of the predators, they'd be eaten up. And as human beings, we have it, and even more so, the difference between animals and humans is that we've got that moment of self-control, that moment of thought on whether we react impulsively or not, whether we hurt somebody, whether we don't. And animals don't. They react, right? If you touch them and they feel in danger, they will do everything they can to protect their young and take you out. And we've got that split second of, whoa, I can't do that, right? We've got that internal code in there. And when you stop listening to it and you ignore the facts and you ignore the truth, that's exactly, it's interesting you're asking me this, what I'm going to talk about, the psychology of spiritual blindness. It's a thing. God was very much a scientist. But when you ignore that, it goes away. And so you see that, and what I have been, you see that with these more liberal-leaning news people. I've jumped on TikTok because I like to study, different things, right? Different, like, what are people writing, and what are people, what are teenagers into? Good gracious, did that hurt my head. But just to see, there were a couple conservative news people, podcasters on there, and they just had this compassion, and they weren't talking about either way, and I know who they are. I know that they're conservatives, but they were kind about both sides. They're like, I get the plight of the Palestinians, the people who couldn't get out, that Hamas is taking out. I get the plight of the Israelites, the Israelis, the Jews that, have been they never will see peace. It's biblical. But then you've got the more liberal ones, and just, they are pure, just hate towards anything good. And I just see it in their eyes, and it's they have stopped listening. I'm pretty sure that's where the whole spiritual blindness comes from. That you're just cut off. And I get questions all the time, like, Dr. B, why would God like to spiritually blind people? Why would he do that? Why would he make them hateful like this? And what it is, you know, are we predestined? You know, that whole word. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. It's not the debate about predestination. It's the debate, you know, or God's will. It's that he knows, because he knows who's going to be a light and who is not, who's going to accept him and who is not. And so he just allows them to do spiral down like they are choosing to do. And when you're godless, then those certain parts of your brain just start shutting off. Those parts of your heart start shutting off. And if we did brain scans on these people, we would see less activity, truly, scientifically, less activity in that part of the brain. And when that shuts down and that part of your character is hardened, I have not ever seen it come back. The only way that you can do it literally, and I've seen it in a few people, and Kat Von D is actually, even though she's a baby Christian, she is an illustration of it, how evil she was, how into witchcraft and crystals, and it was but by the blood of Jesus that saved that woman, and she just had one little tiny pinprick of light left in her, and she looked at it, and it changed her.
All right. But we got to go for a break. When we come back.
Go. I got more.
Write your note, though, because I'm not going to remember. I'm like that. What can I tell you? Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Dr. B joins me after the commercials. So thank you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that a ceasefire with Hamas would be considered a surrender for Israel.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise.
or surrender to tyranny and terror.
He emphasized his commitment to bringing hostages back and highlighted that Israeli forces are making efforts to avoid civilian casualties, while Hamas is deliberately putting civilians in danger. Some fiscal conservatives are uneasy about a Texas plan to allocate $1.5 billion for a border wall.
I'm not sure that the best use of money is for a wall.
Republican State Senator Charles Perry believes the root problem lies in the federal government's neglect. He advocates for the state to prioritize apprehending and detaining asylum seekers as a more effective approach to grab the White House attention swiftly. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, you guys in the chat room, stop sucking up. She knows you like it. God bless. They never tell me I'm beautiful and have a voice or radio or something. I don't know.
Whatever. Shout out to Larry. You said I'm beautiful in and out. I'm brilliant. I'm knowledgeable. Oh. And I have a great voice. Go, Larry.
She already has a husband, Larry. Give it up. Anyway, now I forgot what you were talking about. These guys.
Oh, I'll never forget. I've got so much to talk about.
You know what? Just run with it. I'll let you have the run, and that way there you can get those questions answered and such. Go for it.
A banner week here. Well, and I want to answer, I think it was Ron's question. He's in the, you guys should go to joemessina.com and then hop on the little chat room and you can enter as a guest. Just put your name so we know who you are and we don't make fun of you for being like some weird stalker.
I will kick you out if you put Santa Claus in there though. Okay.
No, it's okay. It's almost Christmas. You can put Santa.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Answer the questions. All right. Whatever.
Okay, Ron's got great questions. Ron, I love your questions. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, you know, I love getting questions throughout the week, and a lot of people are asking if there's a psychology to, I guess, spiritual blindness. And, you know, it honestly comes back to willful blindness. And I know, you know, and then people will probably say, so the left wants to be willfully blind. Well, yes. And you've got to understand that they work from a different foundation, basis, platform than we are. We do not want to be willfully blind. And sometimes we are, you know, about things. But on the whole, we don't want to be because that, you know, evokes fear in us. You know, we've got that reverent fear of the Lord. If you're a Christian, a true Christ follower, actually, everybody calls himself Christian, so I'm just going to refer to true Christians as Christ followers, that makes you want to not be blind. You want to have your eyes open and even your mind open to truth. And it's interesting, too, that the left always says, open your mind. Well, we really do truly have the open minds. So if you guys ever want to use this in an argument, our minds are open. We are open to the creator of the universe. That is infinite knowledge. You all are the ones with the closed mind. So there's a whole fallacy right there that we're the ones with the closed mind. But willful blindness is truly the psychological term. Margaret Heffernan was one that came up with that, just FYI, that nobody knows who that is, but it's an actual term. And it really has to actually, it comes out of fear, which is interesting, but it is a certain part of the brain that keeps you wanting to willfully believe what you want. Now, as a Christian, we understand that people do that because they do not want to look at their sin. They don't want to look at how they're living, and I figured out this is what drives people, non-Christians, the left, the more liberal people, the most, it drives them mad, is that they are all created in the image of God, and they can't get away from it. And I think deep down inside that's what drives the anger. I've been really trying to study this and study the word and like, what is it that they get so hateful and so angry? Well, think about it. Why are they trying to become men or women or dogs or cats or helicopters? Because they're trying to get physically away from who they originally are, and that is created in the image of God. It completely makes sense to me why they're trying to be somebody else, and they can't, because we can't get away from that. Does that make sense?
People are kind of giggling right now at you, and I'm saying, I want you to, not right now, but go Google trans species. Trans
ableism. I did. Okay. I know what that is. Yes. No. Well,
I'm saying that because I want people to understand that you're not just making it up as you go, that these people are trying to do everything they can to get away from who they are, what they are, what they were made to be.
Yes, and these are people who want, they desire to be disabled. They want surgery to be disabled. They harm themselves to be disabled.
But they find doctors that'll do this stuff to them. That's the
other
thing that drives me nuts.
Well, you know, Satan has a doctor, apparently. I mean, it is like, there's a doctor for everything out there. The way that they're maiming children, it blows my mind, some of these people, these liberal talking heads that are speaking out, even doctors that are speaking out about the maiming going on because of Hamas and Palestinians, and you know, the beheading, the torture, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You people are fighting to have this on the ballot. You're fighting to kill babies. You're fighting to remove body parts. Do you see how? Talk about spiritual blindness, and there is a perfect example, because they will not look at themselves and what they're doing, and they're fighting for the exact same thing that now they're speaking out against.
Well, you have to find it's really funny. I mean, it's funny in a sad way. When I see the gay and lesbian community, they have these rainbow banners up, and you know, LGBTQ plus for Palestine, and you're going, do you understand that if you tried to even if you tried to unravel that banner in Gaza, you'd be dead? I've got a clip of an imam there saying, we have no gay people, and if we do, you know, we kill them because we can't have any sin here. Allah won't allow us to have any sin in the city. Well, put two and two together. They're saying if you're gay, it's a sin, and you have to go. Does it happen in Jerusalem?
Yes.
They work off the same book. I mean, the same old book, scriptures.
Well, and it doesn't. And I've spoken to politicians and people who are, I'd say pundits, you know, Jewish pundits in Israel who live there. And they're not on either side. They really are. I mean, they're more conservative in nature, but they're, you know, they try to stay in the middle. And they say it has been centuries and centuries, but as long as they've lived, when they come to the table for peace, when Israel comes to the table with the Palestinians is my way or the highway, basically an Arab nation, Islamic nation, or the highway. That's it. Whereas the Israelis, the Jewish, the Israel comes and says, we want to cohabitate. We want to live. Do what you want. Just don't, right? Don't harm anybody. And the Palestinians refuse. And that's why there's not peace. And And so it's their side that will not allow peace and will not allow a peaceful agreement because they want Islam or nothing. And the world does not understand that because, of course, CNN, MSNBC, all the alphabet news does not put that out there. And it's just so interesting to see. So I was saying TikTok, I was looking at those and all of the pro-Palestinians and therefore pro-Hamas, and they're blaming Israel for the bombings of the hospital. And it's not true. Again, my special ops guys are like, it was Hamas who bombed that hospital, plain and simple. There's no, we've got the chatter, we've got the intel. It was Hamas. It was not Israel. And I just put on, hey, you know, sorry for your loss. I don't want kids to die. You know, I just put on a little comment. I support Israel. I support peace. And dang it, not 2 seconds later, me just writing something, did I get tagged and kicked off for hate speech? And all these people are like, go Hamas, go Palestine. And I'm like, what? It's just, again, so then it blows my mind.
No, you got me going nuts, too, because it's kind of like, you know, you sit here going, our education system has failed tremendously.
Tremendously.
But this has been going on. Look, I'm older than you are, obviously. And back in the 70s, I was telling somebody earlier who thinks this came about, tried to blame it on George W. I said, no, this has been going on since back in the 70s. And when I checked, George W. wasn't president in the 70s. Academia has been teaching about the nasties of the Jewish community forever. It's wrong.
Right. So. It is truly, Larry, you're right. You know, I'm reading through the message board. You guys, come join the message board at JoMessina.com. It is truly an indoctrination. And this, you know, you and I have talked about it for 3 years, but I've been talking about this for almost 30, that we've been little by little indoctrinating our kids in college and then in high school, now in middle school. Now you got, you know, with the sex ed, you've got it all the way in elementary school.
Well, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Dr. B joins us as soon as we return.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahi Boti Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Drop me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. As Dr. B was saying earlier, head over to the chat room. Smarter people than myself are in the chat room, which is usually the case, but you can find that also on joemessina.com. And if you want to find somebody even smarter than me, she's right here with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well, Dr. B. I do, and obviously you're creating a buzz because my screens are popping everywhere. So, good to have you on as well.
Thanks. Anything I can do for you. Yeah, I'm getting messages like up the wazoo, too. So
someday we'll have to show people a picture of a wazoo. I've always heard of it, but I've never seen one.
I don't know if they can. Yeah, I mean, they show anything on TV these days. So.
Oh, yeah. Please. They're going to get rid of the ratings. Remember when I was a kid, what was Triple X when I was a kid is now barely PG. So
right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So if anyone can send me a picture of a wazoo.
I'd be more than happy to have one. I'm just going to hand it over to you, let you answer the questions of the people that are putting it up on your Facebook and other places. It's all yours.
It's so much. Okay, someone... And I get it. I understand what you're saying. They said, oh, gosh, I got to find it now. I'm going to find you. You were saying that, spiritual blindness is, or there's no psychology to spiritual blindness or something like that. I don't know what you said. Now I'm looking. Now I can't find it. And so, my answer, yes,
watch it, but go ahead anyway.
Right? No, I just want to, like, I don't like to misquote people, but I cannot find it. But that's basically what it was. And yes, I totally understand that. Spiritual blindness, the only answer, it's what I said. The only answer is basically Jesus Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit and asking him to come in. And that is literally what I said. And I believe it's John, oh my gosh, is it John 20? I'll find it. But there are a ton of verses, but a really good passage that speaks to that. And I completely agree. And that's what I was saying about Kat Von D, famous tattoo artist that was really into darkness and all of that, and she got baptized in a Baptist church in Kentucky, and yes, she's a baby Christian, so she's still, you know, stumbling, and that's okay. And the last thing we need to do is, this is again what I don't understand, my calling truly, I love all of my fellow non-believing unsaved Christian, or excuse me, unsaved friends and family members. I love them. There's no judgment. They know how I feel. They know they can come to me at any time with questions. I don't beat it into their head unless they ask, unless I feel led to text them something. Then I pray about it first and, talk to my husband, hey, should I send this? And then I pray about it again and then I'll send it. But you, Christians, I have never seen so many cowards, Joe. The cowards of these people calling themselves Christians. And if you people say, don't judge me, we're actually called in James, the Bible, that thing you read. It calls us, it commands us to call brothers and sisters out if they have gone down the wrong path. So I will challenge you on that all day long. And it's a judgment as, look, that whole log and, you know, thing in your own eye. Yeah, I don't stumble in this area, and so I can call out the speck in your eye because I don't have a log in my eye when it comes to speaking truth and speaking biblical truth. So this is a question I get all day long, is we can't judge. So how do we, you know, why can't we can't be this, we can't have an opinion. We absolutely can speak truth. And the things that you guys, that the left defines as judgment and the weak, cowardly Christians define as judgment is not actual judging. Or we would never discipline our children. This is calling somebody out and saying, you have it wrong, you're leading others astray, and this is the truth of it. And if you are responding so much to that, so negatively, and being so offended, then you need to check out your own spiritual, you know, walk. Because it's
mental health, yeah.
Yes, literally. It's so psychological. If one more person tells me that Christianity and psychology don't go together, it's like saying electricity and Christianity don't go together, or engineering and Christianity don't go together. What are you talking about? God is the
my old pastor used to say, you can't separate wet from the water.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great line, you know? Nobody can change that one.
Who do you think created the brain and how it works and the study of it and engineering and electricity? And God created, he is the ultimate scientist, and that is not a pagan thing to say. He created it. He's extremely left brain. He's extremely right brain. Right? He's just all of it. And so he's called a wonderful counselor. I know that's probably, you know, taking it a little far, but we are to use our discernment and our encouragement to help people, you know, analyze their behavior through Christ. When I talk about psychology, study psychology, research psychology, and then go and meet with clients or put a message out there, it is all prayed over. It is all that I seek discernment from him. So if I know I'm going to get it again and again and again that, you know, being a psychologist somehow is, you know, not a Christian thing, and I do get it. It's shocking. I don't talk about it, but I'll get messages. You're a psychologist. You're in the mental health field, and you're a Christian? How does that work? What do you do for a living? What? You clean houses and you're a Christian? I mean, I don't, what? It doesn't, God bless you for whatever you do in life. You're all gifted in great ways. You use it for the Lord. Is there a sect of mental health that is not Christian and very worldly? Absolutely. 100%. When you get into this, just believe in you, just do you, look inside, look to yourself for love and answers. No. That the whole Freudian, the Hollywood psychological belief system.
But look at,
is so far off.
I'm going to come up here for a second and say, I don't have the degrees that you have, all right? And I know that God created emotion. So when you have people dealing, I had a pastor of mine, and a guy came up, and he had lost his family in a car accident a month prior to that. And he's bawling, and he's crying, and he's going, I can't stand how bad I feel, and yada, yada, yada. He said, I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for God to remove all this grief and sadness. And he said, I'm not going to pray for that. God put that in place for you. Okay? Yeah. God put that in place for you, for your emotions, for your body, for your health, to be able to work through this and work through it with Him. If it goes, no, I'm not going to pray for it to go away. You need to be in commune with God and some of your brotherly friends, your sisterly friends here, and that's how you need to deal with this. And I don't know if that was the right answer, but for me, it made 100% sense.
My daughter, suffers from anxiety. I always have to. It just runs in our family. And
I'm watching a good cannoli. We'll kind of smooth that out. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. that sounds great. This is one thing I've actually found literally the best cure for anxiety that is non-psychotropic. So I could even, I'll help people with that. But she tells me, I pray, Mom, I'm reading, I'm doing devotions, and God's not taking anxiety away. He's not taking it away. And I'm like, are you able to get up and go to school? Yes. Are you able to go to church? Yes. Are you able to read? Yes. Are you able to walk out the door? Yes. Are you able to feed yourself? Yes. I go, I know I'm a terrible mom. I go, what about the people who are blind and they can't do this for themselves? What about the people in the wheelchair that can't get out the door without help? What about, this and that? And she's like, what do you mean? And I go, does God take all of their impediments away? Does God just heal everybody all the time? No. Why do you think? And she's like, I have no idea. And I said, well, because He wants us to endure. He wants us to be used. He wants us to persevere through these trials. We're not meant to be perfect. And yes, I hate disease and I hate mental illness, but we've been given what we've been given. And it doesn't mean not go see a psychiatrist or not, exercise or not take vitamins, whatever. Seek out the help to alleviate it. But the point is, and it's what the conclusion I came up with. And finally, when I accepted my anxiety, and it got better just knowing that, okay, it's just a part of me. It's not 100% me. It's not all of what Dr. B is a big ball of anxiety. It's a little part of me. It's always going to live there. And so now I just talk to it. I give it 5 minutes a day. I'm like, go ahead, have your panic attack. Let me know when you're done. I'll be over here sipping tea. Literally, it works. And then it stops after 5 minutes. I take the power back and we're good. And she's been doing that along with these new vitamin regimen I have found. Because genetically, can I talk about it? Oh, yeah, I got like a minute. Should I go on? How about the next segment?
Okay. The next segment. That's fine.
Yes.
But I think you're 100%
people are texting
on
me. How do you get rid of it? Cool. I'm getting a lot of texts, so that's good.
All right. Well, we'll hold it to the next segment. I think you're exactly right. Diet has a big thing to do with it. I've been learning more and more about that over the years because, Tammy's a diet freak, so a health freak, I'll put it that way. And so I've learned.
I love it, but I agree with you.
Yes.
Embrace it.
She's a freak. I'll let her know. All right. So with you, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B after the break. Don't go far. You'll miss some really good radio.
Right away, the right.